Item number 5, request of Roberta Palmer to address council regarding new revenue sources, specifically a food and beverage tax, and switch from corporate income tax to a gross receipts tax.
Good morning, or good afternoon.
And congratulations on governing this great city to all of you. So my name is Roberta Palmer. Cities face new demands that can only be met with new revenue. Portland's taxes are already skewed toward the property tax, and our federal and state governments rely heavily on the income tax. So consider two new sales taxes. First, a tax on served food and beverages. Portland's food scene is a major tourist draw. Ashland and Yahats levy 5%. New Hampshire, without a general sales tax, levies 9%. A restaurant bill in L.A. or Seattle contains about a 10% sales tax. Even at 3%, an F&B tax that is broad-based, including food carts and other venues, can derive serious revenue. The restaurant business is challenging, but this tax is trivial, still leaving room for price increases, not to mention the huge cost of tipping. And it will often be paid by tourists who did not travel to Portland because we have no sales tax. Number 2 is a tax on gross business sales receipts, or a gross profit tax, to be slightly smaller. In place of the Portland business tax, at least the city's portion, a U.S. business census of 2012 estimated Portland business sales at $76 billion, and that's a long time ago. Even at a 0.3% rate, this tax could double or triple the revenue derived from the present business income tax. No business can operate in Portland without the support the government provides. If business helps devise this tax, it could be a win-win change for the advocates of public services and for business. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.